As the Adjutant General for the state of Utah, my job is to advise the governor on all things related to the National Guard. And the National Guard in the state of Utah consists of the Army National Guard and the Air National Guard and a civilian workforce that consists of about 8,000 people. In 2003, the state partnership between the state of Utah, the Utah National Guard, and the Kingdom of Morocco's armed forces began. And this really, and we actually signed that agreement on 9/11. And it was a commitment by the Moroccans to their ally of now over 200 years in the United States of America. And so it was a pivotal relationship and a support of the United States at a key time in history. State partnership, what it really does is it provides an opportunity for the National Guard to participate in building partner capacity, capability, professionalization, and all of the other factors that contribute to an African nation. In this case, Morocco, although very, very functional, very capable, very professional, we believe that we help them become even better. And we know that they help us become better. The opportunities for training, the opportunities for development on our side are enhanced by working with the Moroccans. One thing that always pops up into my mind when I think about our relationship and some of the things we've been able to do is really in that professionalization process of their armed forces. As the Moroccans have developed their armed forces and we've been working with them, we've been able to help them to both develop their NCO capability, but also some of their weapon systems capabilities. And then as we've grown that out, we've developed humanitarian assistance capability, civil emergency response capability, search and rescue capability, humanitarian mine assistance, which is, I think, a success story. Because when you think about the proliferation of IEDs and UXO across the African continent, this provides an opportunity for the Moroccans to do what I call export peace and security. They're able to take what we teach them and then teach other nations on the African continent. When I think of the perspective of their armed forces capability and their integration and their interoperability capabilities, I think of African Lion. The exercise African Lion really started as a bilateral exercise between Morocco and the state of Utah and then grew into a joint and combined exercise that's managed by AFRICOM. When that exercise was initially developed, it was very simplistic, just some basic maneuver capabilities, wasn't multi-service and certainly wasn't multinational. As that has grown, that has become quite the premier exercise on the African continent. I think that's the first success story that really sticks out in my mind. The second big success story that I think of is the capabilities that have been built into the USS or the Unit Security Sauvetage, which is a search and rescue unit that was developed in Morocco by us with the Moroccans from an engineer battalion into something that is so much more capable. And they've now deployed that across the African continent and actually into Beirut when they've had humanitarian crises or emergencies. And they've actually fought fires in Spain and Palermo and other places. So amazing things have been done through the USS, and really I feel pretty proud that we were just a part of that.
And you recently came back from Morocco celebrating the 80th anniversary of Operation Torch. Is there anything you can say about that?
Well, I would just say that first of all, that is an indicator of the affection and the ties that go back. Yes, 80th anniversary of Operation Torch, the initial landing on the North African coast during World War II. It really set the United States up for the eventual invasion of Europe and the defeat of the Nazi power. So it was an opportunity for us to go down there and celebrate that with the Moroccans. The Moroccans take quite a bit of pride in the fact that they're the first nation to officially recognize the United States more than 200 years ago after the Revolutionary War, and also the first place to have a diplomatic posting. So the legation in Tangiers was the first posting of a diplomatic mission outside of the continental United States. And so that relationship culminates, if you will, geopolitically in Operation Torch, which then leads to the defeat of Nazi Germany. And so it was a great opportunity. I was honored to be a part of that celebration at their National Library. And the only thing that I would say is, as the general and I toured through all these displays that showed this deep relationship between the United States military and the Royal Armed Forces, I was just impressed by that depth of affection, how important geopolitically and strategically Morocco is, and all of the things that we can do going forward into the future. The Morocco-Utah National Guard relationship, as exemplified through State Partnership Program, is, I believe, the model. And it's the model for the continent of Africa, because every time that we have an opportunity to help the Moroccans increase their capacity, increase their capability, we increase their ability to teach others.